From the City of Angels, near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Later on tonight, an ancient mystery. Will we solve it? Here's what's happening. The Defense Department might propose that the U.S. send conventional ground combat forces into northern Syria, here we go, for the first time to speed up the fight against ISIS. But an official emphasized that any decision is ultimately up to President Donald Trump, who has ordered his defense secretary to come up with a proposal to combat ISIS before the end of the month. U.S. military forces have killed 60,000 Islamic State militants over the past 2 years, by the way, according to a U.S. Special Operations commander. Malaysian authorities have detained a woman over the suspected assassination of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The Royal Malaysia Police issued a statement saying they had arrested a woman who was carrying Vietnamese travel documents that said she was born on May 31, 1988. Police said the woman was detained in Kuala Lumpur. Now, he may have been poisoned. It is a weird story. Charles R. Smith, an expert on terrorism and privacy. Charlie, we've talked a lot about North Korea and China before, but this is a weird story. Do you think that Kim Jong-un did his half-brother in?
Absolutely. This is your classic power struggle between brothers for a dynasty. I mean, you know, what could be more... you know, it's almost like an HBO special. Come on, give me a break here.
The half-brother was pretty critical of Kim Jong-un's administration, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was, but I think the real threat came late last year when Nam took a trip to Beijing. He sat down in very long session with Chinese army officials, and I have a sneaky suspicion that the younger, who is in power, got a little upset about that, and we may actually be seeing a result of that. The ballistic missile tests don't exactly sit well with Beijing either.
Something's going to happen in North Korea, Charlie. I feel it. I really do.
It's possible. Don't put down... Kim Jong-un does not want to commit suicide, and I think it's real clear that he doesn't really think the United States, Japan, or South Korea are his real enemy. It's generally something within the regime, either his relatives or competitors. I mean, what was it, 2 years ago, he did his uncle, Jang Song-chek, in with a firing squad using a 40-millimeter anti-aircraft gun at point-blank range.
Yeah, they obliterated the poor old guy.
Yeah. Basically, anybody that's a threat to him and his regime is going to find themselves at the wrong end of a stick. In this case, he is looking basically internally, not externally. Of course, you know, the missile test, I have my views on that. That's a whole different story. I do suspect that the Chinese did assist the North Koreans in advancing their solid fuel design. But at the same time, I think the test did not sit well with Beijing because they are kind of reacting in an unusual fashion to this.
I think you're right. Charlie, thanks. Stay in touch. Dubai, the United Arab Emirates, they say will build the first city on Mars as part of the 2017 Mars project in collaboration with international organizations. They really want to build a city on Mars. Well, it's 100 years from now. We'll find out. India has created history by successfully launching 104 satellites on a single mission, overtaking the previous record of 37 satellites launched by Russia in 2014. All but three of the satellites are from foreign countries, most from the United States. Our space historian and science advisor, Robert Zimmerman, with us. Robert, 104 satellites on one payload?
Yep.
It's amazing.
Yep. Yep, India is really pushing very hard to become a major player and grab market share in the revitalized launch market. Of these 104 satellites, several were India Earth observation satellites, kind of like us, Landsats. But 80-plus of them belong to a company, an American company called Planet Labs. They called it a flock. 88 of them, of this 104, were launched. They're CubeSats. They're very small, and they're designed to create a constellation of Earth imaging satellites. And you put tons of them up,
jeez,
and they are able to look. They don't stay up that long, but they're very cheap to launch, and you get enough of them up there, you cover the entire Earth. So you got double commercial operations going in here. One, India is trying to grab market share, and they're doing a good job. And here you got Planet Labs developing the use of space cheaply. It's really exciting, George. It's going to get better. It's just going to get better over the next few years.
And what do you think about the Emirates wanting to build a city on Mars in 100 years?
they have to first do their first mission. They're trying to get a unmanned probe in orbit around Mars by 2020, and they're basically hiring others to help them do it. They do not have the people or the infrastructure, right, or the bases there in the UAE to do this, but what they're trying to do is develop that by doing a mission, you know, get their own youth encouraged by the possibility of doing engineering. So will they have a city in a century? I think that's a little too far in the future to take seriously.
Robert's website, BehindTheBlack.com, our science advisor. A newly unearthed essay by Winston Churchill, we've got it for you in the highlight reel at CoastToCoastAM.com, reveals that he was open to the possibility of life on other planets. In 1939, the year World War II broke out there, Churchill penned a popular science article in which he mused about the likelihood of extraterrestrial life. In the 11-page typed draft, probably intended for a newspaper, updated in the 50s, never published, and then in the 1980s, the essay was passed on to a U.S. museum. It sat until its rediscovery last year. Great story. The husband of a Minnesota woman who is allergic to everything, including her husband, spent a year renovating their new home to create a safe place for her. But the smell of the new bathroom's pipes and stress of having to move left her too sick to even stand up. She's 29 years old. It is a horrible story. She is allergic, folks, to just about anything. Working outside of an office. Outside of an office may spare you from commutes and interruptions by colleagues, but it also makes you more vulnerable to unpaid overtime, stress, and insomnia, according to a latest study. Just take heed on that. Brain scans can detect autism long before any symptoms start to emerge, according to scientists. And the earliest that children tend to be diagnosed at the present is the age of 2, although it is often later. Now a study published in the journal Nature shows signs of autism are much earlier found in the first year of life. That will help a lot of children. Up next, Dr. Joanne Conaway joins us from CriticalHealthNews.com, our sponsors and partners. I might as well give you their website and a phone number to call right now because I know you'll be jamming it. CriticalHealthNews.com and 1-855-949-7234. Well, let me tell you about Dr. Joanne Conaway, serving 20 years in the U.S. Air Force at Air Force Reserves. Dr. Joanne Conaway was an aerial medical evacuation nurse and in-flight medical crew director. She's now one of the spokespeople for CriticalHealthNews.com, and we welcome her back, Dr. Joanne Conaway. Joanne, welcome.
Well, thank you so much. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm looking forward to this. I've got a whole slew of emails from people who've been writing in all day for some help and some suggestions. There is nothing more important than taking care of your health, because without it, can't do anything else. You can't help the people you love if you don't take care of yourself.
That's absolutely right, George, and that's what more people need to understand. You know, I work with people all the time, and it's fascinating for me to see how their own personal health just doesn't seem to matter to them. They get caught up in what I call the quagmire of their everyday activities, getting up, going to work, spending the weekends, drinking beer, having barbecues, going back to work on Monday morning. They get so caught up in their daily routines, and never stop to think of what they're doing in terms of bad foods, bad drink, bad lifestyle, and how that contributes to their ill health. And then, unfortunately, they get sick, and they want a miracle. They want something to happen to fix it all. So my mantra is prevention is best. Let's get out there. Let's make sure that people understand they do have control. And this is something I talk about all the time. We have control. Our health is in our control. Now, I know many people say, no, my doctor takes care of everything. Well, really?
Yeah.
Do you want your doctor to take care of you? What about you taking care
of
you?
That's right. I had a friend called me from St. Louis yesterday. His car broke down on the side of the road. And he had it towed to the dealer. The dealer took care of it, fixed it, had to do with some wires that were crackling on the inside. But I asked him, I says, don't you bring your car in to get checked and inspected and fixed and tuned up? And he said, well, no, not really. I just bring it in when something happens. And I thought of that as it directly relates to people. I don't want to be like that guy, Joanne. I want to be able to take care of myself before I break down on the side of the road. Isn't that the natural thing to do?
Absolutely. From my perspective, it definitely is. You don't want those things to happen and then have to address them then. And that's why I get very critical of the conventional medicine model and all of those tests that you can have done and all of those things that they claim to be preventative. You know, if you go out and you have a test done and the test comes back and gives you results that are probably not what you had hoped for or anticipated, that's not preventing something. That's telling you that you already have it. What we want to do is help prevent that to start with. Make sure that you're addressing those things that are the landmines that Dr. Wallach talks about all the time, for example. Make sure you're addressing those things and understand the impact that those things can have on your health. I know that a lot of people don't get it. A lot of people don't understand. We, you know, we get caught up in this everyday lifestyle, and we eat the foods that we buy at the grocery store, and many people really don't understand and recognize just how harmful so many of those foods are. But what you need to do is you need to educate yourself. You need to plan ahead, and you need to make sure that you understand what out there is harmful and what you might want to consider changing in your lifestyle and get started doing it. It doesn't have to be an overnight process, but any small step is a big step when we talk about true prevention.
Dr. Joanne Conaway with us. She's also an author, Why is America So Sick and How True That Is. Phone number is 1-855-949-RADIO or criticalhealthnews.com is the website. As I've mentioned, they've been partners with us for a couple years now, and we've helped a lot of people. I get some of the most heartwarming emails when you, Doc Wallach, or Ben Fuchs are on the show from people who have taken your advice and they're beginning to actually feel better, and they never thought they could, Joanne. Isn't that something?
You know, we have that happen all the time, George. I mean, people will come to me, and their question is often, is there any hope for me? Is there anything you can do for me? And within 30, 60, 90 days, they're coming back to me saying, I haven't felt this well in years. I can't believe. I never thought I could get well. And it's basically knowing and understanding that the human body needs healthy nutritionals in order to be healthy, and that the damage that's been done can actually be undone in many cases if you clean up the diet, if you start to take good nutritionals, if you pay attention to your environment, pay attention to your lifestyle, things can turn around. Now, your doctor's not going to tell you that because your doctor can't sell you a drug if he's making you well using nutritional.
Right.
But if you're willing to look at that doctor and say, I want an all-natural approach, things can change pretty dramatically in your life.
Let me ask you something about longevity, and that is, if a person, all things considered, is relatively healthy but dies in their 50s, you would consider that to be a short lifespan, right?
Yes.
Now, what about in their late 60s, 65 to 68?
Well, you're getting close to where I am, okay? So
I would think you would say that, too, is an early death, right?
Absolutely. I was thinking about it the other day. I want to be in a situation where I'm sitting around having fun and talking with my friends at 105, 110. And I firmly believe that that can happen. I firmly believe that many people can live to be over 100 years old. It's just a matter of taking care of yourself and understanding what the body needs to continue to regenerate itself and stay healthy.
Well, and the secret is to have a quality of life. I mean, I don't want to make it to 100 and not be able to walk around and get up and do whatever I need to do.
So you have to take care of everything.
Why do so many people have hip replacements and joint replacements?
Well, the unfortunate thing is many people have those hip replacements and joint replacements for various different reasons. A lot of it is obesity. Your body can't carry all that weight. Your joints become broken down. But more importantly is a lot of it is nutrition. A lot of it is understanding those bad things, making sure that you're not consuming gluten and genetically engineered and genetically modified foods. And those things that actually, unfortunately, are not only not healthy, but truly harmful. And joints begin to break down for various different reasons, mostly because you're not nutritionally sound. You're eating unhealthy foods. That impacts your body's ability to absorb and process anything healthy, and you're not supplementing. You're not taking good, healthy nutritionals. We don't have what we need in the foods that we eat today. I would like to say that you can get everything you need from eating the basic four food groups. That is just not true, has not been true, and unfortunately, people have come to understand and accept that if I eat healthy, I'll be healthy. That's wrong. The nutrition you need is not in the food that you eat. And so that's why supplementation is such a big part of what we do. We help people understand you just cannot get what you need from eating the foods that are available.
I mean, getting to believe that the food does one thing for you, and that keeps your hunger pains from coming back.
And pretty much that's the case, unfortunately.
And you have to
there are some good, healthy foods, and they are broken down and processed if you have a healthy digestive system. But you just can't get enough of them by eating anything that we have available to us.
Well, what do you think about this? Because I read a lot about eating nuts and seeds and things like that. Is that important to a diet?
Well, for a lot of people, nuts and seeds are very healthy. Some of the nuts, for example, have the good healthy fats that we talk about that the body needs. We do talk about the body needing fat, and this is something that goes against the grain for many people. For many people, for years, we subscribe to that low-fat, no-fat mantra, and people would always say, I can eat this, it's high in carbs, but low in fat. We know that that's totally the opposite of what we need, but we also recognize that it's good, healthy fats that are important. We have an abundance of fats in our diet that are not healthy fats, those hydrogenated oils, for example. But the healthy fats that come from nuts and seeds and things like that, those are very beneficial. They help to support the essential fatty acids in our body and are very important if you're going to consume a healthy diet. Now, you have to be careful. Nuts are also high in calories. They're good quality protein, they're a good quality fat, but they're also high in calories. You have to be careful not consume too many of them. You need to stay away from things like peanuts. Peanuts, we know, unfortunately, have fungus and yeast, and those can, unfortunately, be harmful. Most people like peanuts. I know I myself love peanuts. But good, healthy nuts like cashews and almonds and things like that, and especially if you can get them organic, that is, again, a healthy source of healthy fat.
I have a weakness. And here at the office, some people, their kids, are selling Girl Scout cookies. I have, since I was a kid, loved what they used to call tagalongs. They were peanut butter cookies with a little chocolate on top. Now they're just called peanut butter cookies, I guess. They don't call them tagalongs. I can't stop them. You know, so if I buy two boxes, I'll end up eating two boxes. I've got to give them away. What causes that?
Yeah. Well, a lot of times what will cause that, literally, is a nutritional deficiency. And nutritional deficiency...
Well, it's only for those cookies. It's only them.
That's fascinating. Some people are like that with M&Ms, for example. And talking about Girl Scout cookies, I used to be that way with Thin Mints. I don't even buy them anymore.
Tom's that way, too. Joanne, stay with us. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and take some phone calls. CriticalHealthNews.com or 1-855-949-7234. Write that number down. Okay, we're back. We're going to take your phone calls early. Dr. Joanne Conaway with us next hour, too. CriticalHealthNews.com, 1-855-949-7234. You can call those numbers for help and information as well. And as I mentioned, CriticalHealthNews.com, they've been our partners and sponsors for at least a couple of years now, helping people try to sort through all this. I have an email in from Jean, Joanne. And she says, my hair is falling out. I'm in my 60s. I'm a female. What do I do? I've tried vitamins, diet, castor oil. What do I do? What does she do?
Well, the first thing I think about in a 60-year-old whose hair is falling out is it's probably a hormonal issue. And so when I work with people who have that issue, what I normally start them off with, of course, the 90 nutrients, that Healthy Start Pack, those 90 nutrients that the body needs every bit of. But I add to that additional minerals because tin, an actual deficit of tin or a deficiency in the trace mineral tin, can actually cause your hair to fall out. But in someone 60 years old, again, I think hormones. And so I would, in addition to that, help to support her hormonal function. And we have products in the line that are a great way to help to support the hormones, and that's where we find that we get the best benefit. We also have a product that she can talk to the folks at Critical Health News about that is specifically designed to help support hair growth. It's a product that you put on your hair after you shampoo, and it actually helps to stimulate hair growth. So that's the approach I would take, that and make sure she cleans up her diet, because once again, we know that so much of what we consume can impact every system in the body, make our digestive system unhealthy. So fix the gut by cleaning up the diet, perhaps taking some enzymes and probiotics, and put those other products to work for you.
How important is it, Joanne, to go in and get an annual blood test, a good chemical profile?
George, I never do.
You don't? Really?
No, I don't. I don't. I pay attention to me and my symptoms and how I feel. I have not been to a doctor for a routine checkup since I got out of the Air Force back in 1990.
Wow. Now, see, that's unusual. I go in all the time. I get the blood tests. I go by the numbers. And if the numbers are out of whack, I'll address it with supplements and things like that. But I want to know what the numbers are.
Well, and a lot of people do. A lot of people want to know what the numbers are. But the thing that I understand about lab work, and it's from being in the medical professional over 40 years, when you have any deviation in your lab work, that means that your body has already done everything it can to correct. The body corrects constantly and is constantly trying to keep things within the normal limits. Calcium is a good example of that. If your calcium begins to drop, your body has a mechanism whereby it will pull calcium from the bone to ensure that you have adequate amounts of calcium in the blood. The unfortunate thing is, on lab tests, it may well show that you've got adequate amounts of calcium in the blood, when in fact what's happening is your body's pulling all the calcium out of your bones to maintain that number, to maintain that healthy number on your lab work. When you stop having healthy numbers for calcium, if your calcium drops too low, you are, by that time, you have exhausted all possibility of correcting that from the physical body perspective, because you've already taken all the calcium out of the bone that you can, and the unfortunate thing now is trying to get your way back from there is going to be hard work for a long time. Lots of supplements in that case. So I know that, especially with things like calcium, with things like your thyroid function, I personally think thyroid function testing is unfortunately very, very difficult to justify, because we don't get good accurate numbers, and many times we don't look at the full thyroid panel, so we really don't know exactly what's going on. So I don't put much credit on lab work, never have.
Had an associate friend of ours passed away a couple days ago of bone cancer, Joanne. He fought it, but he did a lot of chemo. He tried to take some natural things too, but it got in the bones, and he fought. He fought for about 5 years, and it finally got him. Realistically, is there anything you can do? What can you do about things like that? I mean, I gave him Turmeric, for example. I put him on that, and, you know, he still did his chemo and his radiation. Maybe it kept him alive longer. I don't know.
Well, it may have, but the important thing to understand about chemo and radiation, they'll tell you that this is the only way to go. They'll tell you that this is the best way. This is the cure. This is what it's going to take to make you well. And the unfortunate thing is, when you take any type of a chemotherapy drug, you not only kill the cancer cells, you kill all the other cells in your body. I have a situation right now, a friend, actually, it's a close friend, it's my sister, going through chemotherapy right now. And she has the chemotherapy, and a couple of days later, she has horrific bone pain, and her hands heal something awful because of the chemotherapeutic drugs they're using for her. And all I can think of is, if these are your symptoms, what are these drugs doing to the inside of you? So the unfortunate thing is, we significantly destroy any immune health whenever we do chemotherapy. And, you know, cancer specialists will say, oh, it's a cure. If you've been without cancer for 5 years, we cured you of your cancer. Well, the problem there is, oftentimes people will go into remission, or perhaps we will get that initial cancer, but their immune systems now are so depleted because of all of the chemotherapeutic drugs that they start to grow another type of cancer someplace else. That's why they give it 5 years, because much beyond 5 years, in many cases, people are developing different cancers. They're developing another cancer. Now, conventional medicine will tell us, oh, you know, just the luck of the draw, you've got a different type of cancer. Well, you've got a different type of cancer because your immune system couldn't fight that cancer. I am one of those that is of the opinion that the diagnosis of cancer indicates your immune system is not healthy enough. And no matter what we do, no matter what we say, if your immune system is not healthy, you cannot fight the toxins that ultimately lead to mutant cells and ultimately lead to a cancer diagnosis.
All right, to the phones now we go. First-time caller, Tatiana in Omaha, Nebraska. Hello, Tatiana.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I would like to ask the doctor, I have very high blood pressure, 166 over 98. What should I be taking? I have tangerine.
And she's going to ask you what you weigh and how tall you are.
So what do you weigh and how tall are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm 300 pounds and I'm 5'10".
Okay, Joanne, go ahead.
Certainly, we want to start trying to get some of that weight off, okay? That's one of the things that's really important. You're taking the tangy tangerine, and that's great, because the tangy tangerine is lots of good vitamins, minerals, trace minerals, essential amino acids, lots of good antioxidants. But when we talk about blood pressure, specifically what we talk about is calcium and magnesium. We know that calcium and magnesium are required to help with blood pressure. In your situation, certainly I would recommend the Beyond Tangy Tangerine in addition to the Beyond OsteoFX, and the CalTotti. I say the CalTotti. The CalTotti is another product that we have on the line, and the reason I recommend that is because it has more magnesium in it. So generally, for someone your size, I would say that we need to have at least 3 healthy doses of a calcium product every day. And in your case, I would make that be the Beyond OsteoFX, 2 doses of that a day, not at the same time, separate doses, and then the CalTotti, 1 dose of that a day. That's at a minimum. But the other thing you need to think about is, we need to work on trying to get some of that weight off. And that can happen various different ways. But what I would suggest that you do is ask the people at Critical Health News for that good food, bad food list. We need to make sure that you understand the foods that are contributing to your problem, and there are many. I would tell you that for most people, lots of organic vegetables, green vegetables primarily, lots of lean quality protein, those are the things that you should be eating. You should be eating nothing out of a package or a box. You should be eating no gluten, nothing that has gluten in it, because of the impact that those things have on your digestive system. And that impact leads to cravings. It leads to an inability to absorb good nutrition. Once we start to break down that digestive system lining, we have issues with immune system function. We have issues with neurological function. We have issues throughout the system. But most importantly, from the standpoint of trying to supplement and make a change, you cannot absorb the products well if your digestive system is not healthy. So they can certainly help you there with Critical Health News. The other thing, too, is essential fatty acids. Essential fatty acids are very, very important from the standpoint of helping to decrease inflammation and the inflammatory response that goes on in the body. So I'd get a hold of them at Critical Health News. They can certainly help you get those products. But calcium magnesium is the go-to product for anyone who has blood pressure issues.
Won't the blood pressure drop dramatically, though, once that weight is melted off?
As a general rule, yes. One of the things that we know is obesity does, in fact, lead to high blood pressure. The statistics out there are pretty incredible. I think if you're someone in her weight category, I think you have about a 66% chance of having high blood pressure. So for the most part, you're absolutely right. If we can get some of that weight off, and that, you know, another thing that will help to get some of that weight off is to increase the activity level. Start walking slowly. I don't want anyone who weighs that much to go out and walk 3 miles. They never make it back home, but start a walking program slowly. Walking is a great exercise, and if people would just do more walking, they would be a whole lot healthier. That's going to stimulate cardiovascular flow, and that's going to help the body to burn up some of that fat. So, yes, absolutely, getting the weight off is going to be a major contributor to lowering the blood pressure.
Dr. Joanne Conaway with us. Phone number 855-949-7234. CriticalHealthNews.com is the website. Take some time to look at it. Lots on it. West of the Rockies, Alvin in Orcutt, California. Welcome to the show, Alvin. Go ahead.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Was wanting to address a natural form of cholesterol, and I have an additional question, a clicking in my ankle in the front on the outside. On my right foot, I have a tender ankle that it clicks, and I was wondering if there was a supplement that I could take to help to possibly remedy that.
Well, we definitely have a program we could put you on, a single supplement. I would say no. You have to understand that the body needs 90 nutrients, and important in your situation is also understanding healthy diet. One of the things that we know is if people eat the standard American diet, or SAD diet as we call it, if they consume gluten, if they consume genetically engineered foods, what they do is literally those foods, because of the way they're processed in the body, can impact joint function. So a big thing to know is the good food, bad food list, and Critical Health News people can help you get that good food, bad food list. I would recommend the basic 90 that we recommend for everyone. In the case of a clicking ankle, oftentimes it has to do with a breaking down of the ankle. So you would want to consider the pack that we call the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, because in that pack, you're going to get, in addition to the basic 90 nutrients, you're going to get the glucagel product, which is a product that will help to support the tissues in that area and help to support function of your ankle. Now, I'm not sure I understood the initial part of your question.
About cholesterol, cholesterol. You know, and the good doc Wallach always says, eat a lot of eggs.
Absolutely. That's the best natural cholesterol supplement that I know of. lots and lots of eggs are a great way to go. If there's a natural cholesterol supplement out there, I am not aware of what it is, but I would say make sure you've got a lot of eggs in your diet, good, healthy eggs in your diet, taking a lot of those essential fatty acids, like I said. You know, depending upon your body weight, that healthy bone and joint pack is one pack per 100 pounds of body weight. So if you're someone, for example, 150 pounds, in a month's time, you would consume 1.5 of those packs to get what you need for your body weight. But again, another really important thing is that good food, bad food. Let's get off those unhealthy foods that contribute in a major way to an unhealthy digestive system and ultimately to an unhealthy system overall.
I should point out you're a naturopathic physician, not an MD, for people who need to know that. All right?
Okay.
All right. Now, here's another one in from Vicky. She's got hip arthritis. She says she lives in Vegas and has the worst medical care in the world.
Okay, well, there are probably some people out there who would argue with her. They think they have the worst medical care in the world. But arthritis is, fortunately for us, we call arthritis one of those easy things to work with. And, you know, I have to go right back to the same things I said a few minutes ago. Clean up the diet, certainly, making sure that you're not getting those offenders. Stay away from the landmines, as Dr. Wallach always says. But again, the healthy bone and joint pack and the healthy bone and joint pack to body weight. Very important there because arthritis is one of those things, and it's unfortunate because arthritis is big money for conventional medicine. But I've worked with many people who have arthritis, actually people who are scheduled to have joint replacement surgery done. And once they start on this program, this healthy bone and joint pack program, they cancel their surgeries. They no longer need to have surgery for that joint replacement because the symptoms that are associated with their arthritis begin to improve because what they're doing is they're taking away bad things, they're giving their body the good things, they're re-nutrifying their bodies, and they're helping to support those joints with the glucogel, the calcium, the things that the body needs to help to reestablish good, healthy circulation to the area and to help ensure that there's good, strong support to the area. So that's the plan that I would put anyone on who has arthritis.
What seems to be the biggest question people ask you, Joanne, when they run into you?
Normally what they say to me is, does this stuff really work? And to your
give
point,
it a try.
You mentioned it. Yeah, you mentioned it earlier. You get emails all the time, people who cannot believe their lives have turned around.
Yep.
People who cannot believe that they are feeling so much better. Can I say these things really work? Well, when I think of what I got rid of, the long list of symptoms that I had, I no longer have. I have to say that, yeah, these things really work.
All right, we're going to come back in just a moment here on Coast to Coast. Full final hour with Dr. Joanne Conaway and your phone calls. And again, the website, criticalhealthnews.com, 1-855-949-RADIO. That's how you talk to folks.